Prior to entry into a theater of operations, a forward mounting base, or FMB, will be established. This facility enables brigade troops to concentrate within a range from which they can be rapidly deployed into a target area by Hercules C-130. The infrastructure for this base would probably be provided by 3 UK Division or CSSG assets. Whilst at the FMB, a number of concurrent activities take place. These could include the rigging of medium-stress platforms and one-ton container loads, inloading of unit mobile stocks and stock issues specific to the operation. All this would be coordinated by the Brigade Ordnance Warrant Officer, Bow Wow, and the OC-82 Airborne General Support Squadron, RLC. By locating the OC-82 Squadron at the FMB, a vital link is established between the forward elements of the brigade and the base installations in the UK. From this location, he can control the initial inload of priority stores and subsequently the vital resupply flights, ensuring that their loading is in accordance with the priorities set by brigade headquarters. Part of the command and control structure of the FMB would include the Joint Air Operations Cell, or JAOC. This is set up and manned by elements from the brigade staff and HQ 38 Group RAF. It would include the SO2 Airborne Forces, the Air Force Liaison Officer, and SO3G4. The main function of the JAOC would be to coordinate all aspects of the brigade's air insertion plan in conjunction with RAF command elements. There are a number of options for inserting either part or all of the brigade. The most important questions to consider prior to deployment are, firstly, is the environment permissive? And secondly, is a suitable airfield available? An airland option in a permissive environment has the advantage of enabling the force to be built up rapidly with minimal casualties. In addition, if the airfield was in a friendly country, strategic and tactical transport aircraft could be utilized. It's more likely, however, that operations would be conducted in a non- or semi-permissive environment. In this situation, 3 options are available. These are a tactical airland operation, a parachute assault, or a combination of the two. Tactical airland operations, or TALO, involve the rapid insertion of a specifically tailored force by Hercules C-130 directly onto the airfield. Once the airfield has been secured, the rapid air inload of troops begins. Priority tasks for the logistic battalion lead element include identifying locations for logistic units, locating stock sites, and setting priorities for engineering work in liaison with the RAF. The other option in a non-permissive environment is the insertion of the leading parachute battalion group, LPBG, by an overhead or offset parachute assault.